Welcome to Everyday Endeavors, a Christian podcast where we talk about becoming more like Christ in our everyday lives. Regardless of ethnicity, age, or sex, this podcast walks through the various aspects of life, whereby we try to mature like Christ daily. I am your host, Osasre Mafidon, and welcome to Season 3. Hi, everybody. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Everyday Endeavors. So, today, we're going to be talking about... I know you saw the title. We're going to be talking about don't go broke because of Christmas. This whole concept came from the things I've been learning recently. The order of things and how... Just some of the lies that the world has perpetuated and that I've adopted. And as I'm reading Romans, or as I know Romans, by God's grace, it says that we should be transformed in our mind and we shouldn't adopt the ways of the world. So as God is debunking, I'll also be sharing. Christmas, you know. The time that God brought Jesus Christ in the form of a baby in a manger to Mary and Joseph, and the life-changing or the precipice of what would become our Savior, or who was our Savior, and what would become his death and resurrection is in this time, right? This is where it began, essentially. So the spiritual aspect and the purpose of Christmas being Christ. Obviously, the world removing Christ from Christmas has made it into a consumerism, materialistic, overspending, just gift-giving, gift-getting holiday. And it's definitely missed the purpose. And that's not what I'll be talking about tonight or today or whatever time you're listening. But I'm talking about just like, how do we walk in our everyday life as Christians who have the wisdom of God and who are doing it God's way by his grace? That's what we'll be talking about. So obviously the concept of Christmas in the world was and is like, it's okay to spend. This is once in a year, you know, you have to buy for your spouse, your kids, your co-workers, your this, your that, your this, your extended uncles, aunties, brother. You have to spend for everybody. Because if you don't spend, do you really care? Do you really care? Or the more expensive the gift, the more it means to you. Just a lot of rubbish that we have been taught and we have been regurgitating and doing just because we think that's how it's supposed to be. It's so bad that debt is now a part of the Christmas tradition, that you spent all this money, some of which you had, some of which you don't have, and now you're in debt. But it was like, nah, it's once in a year. Come on, Osasa, you have to understand that's once in a year. Oh, okay. Or even if you don't overspend, you use a large sum of your money, or if you're not in debt, you use a large sum of your paycheck for Christmas. And I was just looking at it, and years prior, and the way I used to think about Christmas and how I used to approach it, and it was definitely coming from a consumerism and materialistic point of view. 100%. It was coming from a place of things that I've seen. It was coming from a place of pride. It wasn't what God intended. Because nowhere in the Bible does it say the more expensive your gift, the more you love someone. Nowhere in the Bible does it say buy gifts for all these people and from December to June, you'll be paying off the debt that you just got yourself into. It's a consequence that the Lord never intended for his children to have. But how do we get into these problems? Like I've said multiple times, consumerism, materialism, television, the things we've seen in Pride, consumerism, defined. Consumerism is a social and economic order in which the goals of many people, many individuals, include the acquisition of goods and services beyond those that are necessary for survival or for traditional displays of status. Materialism, a tendency to consider material possessions and physical comfort as more important than spiritual values. Pride, extreme love and focus on oneself. And then television. So how do all of these things come together? So consumerism, we like things. Like, you want the latest this, you want the latest that. So in your mind, as I'm giving to others, I'm also expecting to receive. And when you're seeing on billboards and Instagram and all these places that, oh, they had this, they have this, they have this, you also want this and this and this, right? Materialism, just the main emphasis on material possessions and physical comfort more than spiritual values, more than actually spending time with your family. It's, okay, what'd you get me for Christmas? I asked for that watch. What'd you get me for Christmas? You know, I asked for that bag. I asked for this. I asked for that. And we lose the spirit behind Christmas. We lose the spirit behind any holiday that involves coming together with those that you care about. We lose the spirit because we want things. So you overspend because you want to make sure that people have. You put an emphasis more on what you can get people than your presence to them, or what you get from people than their presence to you. And then pride, an extreme love and focus on oneself, in the sense that your goal is to look like a big man, big woman, when in the end you might not actually have what you're giving. And you are asking God, after you've acted outside of what God has put you in, or how God has made you in that season, you now asking God, God, Heavenly Father, I need a raise. Oh, Jesus. Baba God, I need a raise. I need more money. And God's in heaven looking at us like, yo, I didn't tell you to spend all that money. You, like, if you assess the heart posture behind why you did those things, you didn't get those gifts so that people would be blessed. You got those gifts so that people would see you a certain way. We like the perception that we receive. I'm guilty of it too. I'm not coming for anyone. We like the perception. It's nice. It's nice for people to think like, oh, you have it figured out. Oh, you can provide. It's nice. But it's fake. It's not worth anything. And then the last one, how we get ourselves into these issues, these problems, is that we feed into the like television, movie scene, the news, all the perceptions of Christmas that we've seen. We try to make them our reality. I remember I did that, like, the last 2-3 Christmases where I was able to work and save up money and use my credit card. I try to make my family's Christmas look, resemble, mimic the things I've seen 100%. How the Christmas tree is supposed to look, how underneath the Christmas tree is just stacked with gifts, gift after gift. And I'm buying all these things, looking back now, and it's like, every time I was left with, God, I need money. There's ways to show love that are not connected to money. But yeah, you see it, right? And it creates a toxic loop in which everyone, every family or individuals who make a family see Christmas a certain way, mimic it, try to make it look normal, post about it on their social media. And then the next person seeing that post is like, oh, so that's how Christmas is supposed to be. Does the same thing, posts about it or talks about it or shows it in some way. And everyone is looking at everyone's everything, and we're all trying to mimic something that God did not create. Don't get me wrong, it's a blessing to be a blessing. It's very nice to give to people and be that light. And you know, maybe someone has been talking about something all year and God puts it in your heart to buy it for them. It's a blessing to be a blessing, but the heart posture behind why we're doing it is so off. It's so off. And God, sometimes I wonder what God is doing. I can assume or I can picture God just being like, this isn't what I wanted for you. God doesn't want you to be in debt. God doesn't want you to be praying, God, I need more money because of the bad habits that we were falling under. He wants us to be stewards of our money. He wants us to be wise in how we think about money and how we plan for our future. He wants us to estimate, sit and estimate the cost of those gifts. He wants us to know that it's not even about us, anyways. So these things, in addition to so many others, and I think the main one is definitely pride. Pride will make you do things that you never thought you would do. Pride would make you think that some of the things you're doing right now are normal. And I can recall when it was my birthday in October, and every year before, because when I see on Instagram someone do a birthday, they have a photo shoot, they have like this really big dinner, they do this, they do that. And obviously, as your mind is oriented to those things, when it's now your turn, you start to want to do those things as well. So every year for my birthday, I bought clothes. Like I bought, and I like fashion, I bought clothes that I could not afford. And when I say you can't afford something, I'm not saying that you literally don't have the money for it. I'm saying when that money leaves your account, is there a dent in your bank? Is there a dent in your bank account? Or you're like, okay, yeah, this is what I'm gonna do. Maybe if I use my credit card and then as I'm working, I'll pay it off. Yes, that's a good plan. I'll pay it off for the next 6 months using the four plan installment. You think society's not stupid. They know what they're doing. They know that a lot of people probably can't afford these things, but if you do it in installments, you can acquire it little by little. They're not dumb. So anyways, you're like, yes, I'm gonna use this, I'm gonna do it like that, I'm gonna da 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 da. And then you find yourself just like, 2 months down the line, you see that the money left. You say, ah, Jesus. And I've done that before too. And I'm just like, oh God. I bought these things and yeah, I looked a certain way. I looked big, you know? Oh, she can afford this and she's having a fancy dinner, da 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 da. But where was my soul? Where was my soul in all of it? If I look back, I thank God for those who showed up for those birthdays. But being fake is expensive. Being fake is expensive and it's not worth it. So, yeah, I remember for this birthday, distinctly, God told me, you have all that you need. I was in my closet once and I think I was getting ready to go to church or rehearsal. And I just felt it impressed in my heart, in my mind. You have all that you need. And I knew it was specific to my birthday because I was trying to look for like different outfits or, I'm like, okay, God, I'm not going to buy a new outfit. I already have a dress that I haven't worn. Let me go get it tailored or let me go buy this or let me go do my hair. And God just said, you have all that you need. For the first time, as in a young adult, I have worn my natural hair for my birthday. Every other time it was braids or it was a wig or it was something. I wore my natural hair. Everything that I wore for my birthday, I had previously bought. There was nothing new. And that birthday, I felt the most loved. I felt the most seen. I felt the most authentic to myself. But when we're trying to act big and act like people that God has not called us to, we lose a part of ourselves. And I just so desperately didn't want, let's not go broke because we want to uphold a conception of who we're supposed to be. Even if you've done it years past, even if people know you as this big person. I dare us to be more like Christ. this Christmas. I dare us to focus more on our relationship with people, being present in the moments with the people that we claim to love, than I have to get this gift so I look a certain way. Because if we assess our hearts, that's the truth of why we do what we do. It's the truth. This is money that you can save and invest for your future. Let's not neglect that there's more to come by God's grace in our life. So here are some scriptures and basically the points, because usually when I do the episodes, I put like points, like this is what God taught me and da 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 da, or this is what God is teaching us. So here are the points slash, here are the scriptures slash points. Proverbs 21:20. The wise have wealth and luxury, but fools spend whatever they get. So that's overspending. How does the wise, how is it perceived for them? And then how is it perceived for a fool? Sometimes we get money and we just spend it anyhow, or we get money and we're not thinking fully. Because even for you to be wise, to be wealthy, you need wisdom. To live in luxury, you need wisdom, and you actually need wealth for that. And I am so excited because now that I know the true state in which I am in, it makes me excited for when I actually get to that place of wealth, get to that place of luxury. It's not fake. I haven't faked my way here. You see people on Instagram all the time and it's a scam this, scam that. But I'm excited for all of us who will see the reality in which God has placed us in right now. And when we do get there, when we can afford the car, when we can afford the house, when we can afford these things, it's not fake. And it's coming from a pure heart. Proverbs 13:16. Wise people think before they act. Fools don't, and even brag about their foolishness. A wise man thinks ahead. Simple. For an example, what I try to do, not that I said I did it well or fully well, what I tried to do was, knowing that Christmas was coming, starting from the beginning of November, I was saving up for the gifts that I intended to give my family. That was what I was trying to do anyways. So a wise person thinks ahead. Luke 14:28. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction on a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Maybe all you can afford this year is your immediate family and some close cousins. Maybe a coworker. But count the cost. The list you had last year does not have to be the list you have this year. Okay. And also, me speaking to myself, you don't have to buy a plethora of gifts for one person. So it's like each person, okay, they're going to get 5, 5, 5. All right. How much is this going to cost? Buy what you can afford. And then 2 Corinthians 9:6-8. Remember this. A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop. But the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. This reminds me of a sermon that one of the young adults at the church I attend to gave. And it was titled, "It's Not About You Anyways." In this Christmas holiday, it's about God. It's not about us. And yes, we're giving to those we love, but give to someone, give to a homeless shelter. Just give to other people. Give to other people. It's not only about you. It's not only about your family. There are others who God has entrusted us with, and we should also give to them. And we should do it cheerfully. We should do it cheerfully. So God does not want us to spend above our means. We should be wise with our money and be merry after Christmas as well. Because no one called you to debt. No one called you to debt. It says in his word, Deuteronomy 15:6. The Lord your God will bless you as he has promised. You will lend money to many nations, but will not, not even will not. You will lend money to many nations, but will never need to borrow. You will rule many nations, but they will not rule over you. Deuteronomy 28:12. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. That's God's position on debts and all these things. Recommendation. So this Christmas, yeah, don't go broke because of Christmas. Don't go broke because of Christmas. Just do an analysis, pray, ask the Holy Spirit, search my heart, O Lord. Search my heart and show me what is truly inside. And I pray that as you see you, that you're not afraid and that God will give you the grace, God will give you the encouragement to keep going. And that even if people are like, oh, but you usually, you're not shaken. Alrighty, that's the recommendation. Please don't forget to follow this podcast and share this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that you learn something new about God and are able to apply it into your everyday lives. Now go, live out your life as a creation of God in your everyday endeavors. Bye for now. See you in the January episode. Bye.